Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for staying with me. Giovanni Cortolo is our guest. He's Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That's uschamber.com, right, Giovanni?
That's correct.
Anywhere else you want to send us to talk to, find out about your event coming up, for example?
Well, we have another website, uschambersummit.com, and
okay.
That's our Small Business Summit, which is in May, as you well know. It's May 21st through the 23rd. We invite all small businesses, and we end up getting about 600 or 700 businesses that come to town for this three-day event, and it's a great event. And I'll tell you right now, I'll make an open invitation. Any one of your listeners that would like to be part of our Brain Trust, and that's our leadership committee, is welcome to attend that, which precedes
all right.
The summit. All they have to do is email me, and I'll be more than happy
that'd
to...
That'll be on Monday the 21st.
The Monday the 21st, we start prior to the opening of the summit,
right.
In which
right.
We have... We drill down into policy, and we
right.
We really have some great debates on what we need to do to help small business, because that's the most important focus of my time here. And
right.
Then we start the summit, a lot of good speakers, and... then on Wednesday, we actually storm Capitol Hill. You know, there's always a hill that stands in the way of freedom. Bunker Hill, Iwo Jima, you know, whatever the hill is, there's always a hill that we have to kind of conquer
right.
In order to maintain our freedom.
So all these bona fide small business owners are going to go on Capitol Hill and meet with their individual groups, their representatives, senators, congressmen and women, and tell them what they think about legislation that either is being considered or needs to be considered, or maybe needs to
Absolutely.
Be killed.
Absolutely, and that's a real clash of cultures. certainly, I have a lot of respect for our lawmakers, but I have more respect for our small business owners, because they really know what it's like to be in the trenches and create
that's
jobs.
Interesting you say that, clash of cultures. So you're saying reality versus bizarro world. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you know, it's...
real world versus bizarro world.
Exactly. We need to instill a lot of reality in Capitol Hill, and that's the way you do it. You get the job creators there, and you really... let them know what it's like in the trenches, and
mm-hmm.
This is what we need. We need to instill more growth. We need to really create more jobs. And
if they just listen to small business owners, they'll find out what's needed on Main Street. And you and I both know that what America needs now is more people following the values and the contribution and the best practices of Main Street. And not what's going on in Washington, not what's happening on Wall Street, but what's happening on Main Street. That's how, Giovanni, if we're going to take back America politically and economically, we've got to get back to Main Street values. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And we need the leadership that will do it. Sad, but our political system is just focused on two-year increments.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't solve long-term problems when you're thinking in terms of 2 or 4 years.
Right. What's the answer? Is the answer real term limits? Is that the way to go?
Politically, I'm not sure. I know we have a great system. We're a great country. I think the answer is more grassroots. I think, unfortunately, the other side, and small businesses have to realize this, there is another side. There's people out there that believe the country should go in a different direction, and they're working just as hard
right.
to take the country in that direction as our small business owners are.
Which is not Main Street direction.
It's not Main Street. Unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
when you're a small business owner, you think in terms of, well, how can anybody else think other than free enterprise,
mm-hmm.
Well, the other side is working hard, and that's the labor union.
And they're well-funded.
They work from
the labor unions, the public sector unions, the government,
absolutely.
Government sector unions, all those guys.
It was a time where a small business owner got up in the morning, and the only thing he had to worry about is competing with his fellow business owner.
Mm-hmm.
Today, you better be involved in politics, else you're going to find a different. You're going to wake
and
up.
That's,
you're gonna
and
find
that's
yourself.
Why I'm glad we've got folks like the U.S. Chamber working for us folks, and I encourage you to support them and check them out at uschamber.com and the big events coming up in May. Giovanni, thank you for all the good work that you do. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you, Jim, and wish you well.
You too. Giovanni Cortolo. We'll be back another day, folks. I'll be back another day, too. Not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.